floor that makes the world go round that clink, clink, clang, clink sound can make the world go round. And you find it to my left by your lover, though you know that it's wrong by the love. You can take it on the chin, go to gap, and begin to recover on your 14 karat yacht. Money makes the world go round, 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 round. Money makes the world go round, of that we can be sure. I'm being poor.
Cast.
Yes!
Woman
sagen willkommen, bienvenue.
Have you all had a drink? Have you? Oh, come on, don't be tight. You must have bought a little drink. Never mind, afterwards. Are you looking forward to some fun straight from the dark side of the moon? Yeah? Oh, come on, I can't hear you. Let me hear you say yes!
Yes!
I like it. Institution for the blind. Yeah, no, they get better, I tell you. Okay, here are two people who are looking for that many splendid thing called love.
La, look, our love is in your eyes.
Thank you.
Peter, is that you? Hello, yes, I'm here.
Is this the chair? Thanks, waiter. Great to be here.
Yes, you're only 27 and a half minutes late.
Ah, well, I'm here now. We meet at last.
Well, actually, I was 4 minutes late myself because I missed my train.
Oh, how so?
Well, I was an hour early at the station and my assistance wasn't there.
Assistance for Durham to Newcastle's 20 minutes straight through?
Oh, yes, but I still need to book assistance 2 weeks in advance.
Oh.
So I went home so I'd be back exactly on time for them. But my taxi got caught up in traffic. And so, I miss my train!
Yeah, that's what I mean. We meet at last.
So, I wonder what's going to happen between those two. But, while we wait, here's someone who's practicing a little black magic.
I'm the great Evanesco, the proud illusionist. And this lovely lady is Lucretia, my attentive assistant. With sleight of hand, I'll produce a white rabbit from this black top hat. Feels more like, what's this? A sandwich?
Shh, sir! You don't have to tell them that!
I can feel it. It's a cheese sandwich. Where's the rabbit?
I last saw it in the dressing room. That sandwich is your lunch. I'll put it where you'd find it.
I am an illusionist. I am perfectly capable of conjuring up a sandwich from the fridge. Go and get the rabbit.
It's disappeared!
That is what it is supposed to do.
Oh, just carry on the act. The audience won't notice.
Okay, I've got a rabbit in this hat, and with my extraordinary powers, I am going to turn it into a cheese sandwich!
Berlin, we don't understand about the use of certain little implements to give women pleasure. But in London, in England, we know them as a rabbit. So that might make the connection for you there. And that reminds me of a little joke that I heard. What do you call a rabbit sitting on your face? It is an unsightly facial hair. Okay. I said they get worse, or was it better? Anyway, maybe we need a little language lesson here, yeah? Have we got any people from Finland in the audience tonight? Finland?
Yes.
Thank you. Have we got any Hungarians in the audience tonight? Hungarians?
Yeah.
Don't be shy. Come on, speak up. What about Germans? Do we have our German friends in the audience?
Yes.
Lovely, okay. So what I want to know is, what is the German for blind?
Blind.
Thank you. Can the whole audience now say blind together?
Blind.
Yes. Wonderful. A little bit louder, I think, the next time. Okay, from the Hungarians, what is the Hungarian for beggar? Come on, I think you must know this. For beggar? Sorry, say it a little bit louder.
Cold douche.
Okay, the whole audience now together. Cold douche. Uh-huh. And from our Finnish friends, tell us, what is the Finnish for money?
Raga.
Lovely, okay. Because when you are blind and you are a beggar, you need money, especially in this time of recession. And here is a little song all about it.
This song is from the north of England and it's got a chorus.
Of all the trades in England, the begging is the best. When a beggar's tired, he can lay him down and patch on me. But when it comes to top of the hill, I can see as well as thee.
And a penny I will go, and a penny I will go.
My breeches they are not but holes, but my heart is free of care. As long as I'm my belly full, my arse it can go bare.
And a
and many's the reason willing lass I've bedded in the straw.
And a begging I will go, and a begging I will go.
There's a bed for me wherever I lie, and I don't pay no rent. I've got no noisy looms to mind, and I am reet content.
And a begging I will go, and a begging I will go.
Master's bell, a man would be daft to be a king when beggars live so well.
And a begging I will go, and a begging I will go.
Of all the trades in England, the begging is the best. For when a beggar's tired, he can lay him down and rest.
And a begging I will go, and a begging I will go.
As minimum wages, so don't give them anything. Now, I think I can hear the sound of cutlery, glasses, and some resident musicians. So let's find out how our date's getting on, shall we?
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
Well, Geeta, what do you like doing in your leisure time?
Well, I enjoy busking. You're just too good to be true. Sorry. Yeah, it's a great way to make money on the side. I borrow my friend's guide dog. You get extra income with a guide dog.
Oh, I'll have to think twice before I bring my dog round to yours then. It's illegal, you know.
I know, but just imagine the embarrassment for a policeman to nick a blind Asian woman. But then again, there's always the possibility of compensation.
Yes, well, how much money do you make busking then?
Sometimes about £200 a week.
As much as that? Don't you get into trouble declaring it?
Not when I only declare it to the barman. Cheers!
Cheers!
All this talk of drink reminds me, did you hear the one about the blind woman who walked into a bar? Ouch! Anyway, let me know. I've got a question for you here. Think about it. It'll come to you maybe later tonight. There is something that we all hate in terms of people who do certain jobs. We don't like the tax man, do we? Do you like the tax man? Mm? Do you like bankers? Do any of us like bankers anymore? No. But there's also one other profession that we sometimes have a problem with. When you want to buy your house, sell your flat, you know? What do you call them here? We call them estate agents. What do you call them?
My family.
Lovely. Okay, well, this is good. Because this next scene is all about some justice that happens when an estate agent comes to court.
lights. Do come in. It's just a power cut. I must find that trip switch.
Why are you selling your property, madam?
Ah, well, it's time for pastures new. What price do you think I might get for this place?
Well, I am here to do a quote, which is a bit difficult without lights. Oh, dear me.
Just an estimate, then. What sale price do you think I might get for this place?
Well, for the area, you're talking... £299K.
Great! How long will it take before an offer comes in?
It depends on the buyer, of course. It can take months.
Can they withdraw an offer for any reason once it's been accepted?
Yes. If I could see it, I might advise you gave it a new lick of paint or something for good first impressions, you know.
Would that help with a quick sell?
It's a seller's market.
Didn't know Peter Sellers went into property.
No, he died years ago, along with that joke. What work was it you said you did?
I don't. I've just lost my job.
Oh, well, at least you can save on the commute whilst you're looking. Speaking of which, are you any nearer to finding that trip switch?
Yes. Almost.
Don't move.
I've been looking for you.
What's that hissing sound?
Oh, it's just the neighbours. They've got the gas man in.
Madam, is there anything else you think I ought to know about this property?
Oh, well, I am going to get pest control in before I move.
Have you had a mouse problem?
No, mine works quite well. I'm just reaching this way to flick the trip.
Madam, I think you'll find that's my leg.
Oh, silly me.
Madam, could you take your arms from around my waist? I'm a married man.
I'm not touching you. Listen, I'm over here.
Well, are we in the broom cupboard or something? It's awful close in here.
I suppose it might seem a small space with all my work stuff in here. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No.
You can let yourself out then.
Well, I'd like to. I'm in a bit of a tight squeeze.
You're not trying to push me down on the price now, are you?
No. You never did say what job it was you did. Did you sell tourniquets?
Oh, no. I'm a deportment and spinal positioning tutor for...
reptiles.
Come to Mama Tinkerbell! You didn't need to eat someone, you greedy slave! Isn't Slithery Chum good enough for you? I'm sure they do a state agent flavour. Oh well, now I've found you. I don't need to sell my flat since you went off the live flute. Now I know I can charm you with fresh live estate agents. Oh no, now have you gone? Come back here, you naughty boy! Is anyone out there? Watch out! 6 foot man is just a starter for a hungry python!
Well, there you go. It always comes to the evil amongst us, doesn't it? Now, we have a little tribute to the Teutonic hosts of our cabaret, Noir! White canes and guide dogs and slates with a stylus!
Getting good training so people will hire us!
Braille rights!
And braille notes!
To class
we will bring! These are a few of our favourite things! With the dog shits!
And the cane breaks!
When there's things I can't find! I simply remember my favourite things! And then I get feel so blind!
Thank you.
exposing ourselves.
We are blind cane users. We are blind cane users.
Are we being watched? Can they feel our pulse?
We are blind cane users. We are blind cane users.
We don't look around. We use our ears.
We are blind cane users. We are blind cane users.
Hard to move, and we bump the glass.
We are blind cane users. We are blind cane users.
We step away, try to move through town.
We are blind cane users. We are blind cane users. We go into a club, and we are locked away. We are blind cane users. We are blind cane users.
Blind cane users.
Blind cane users.
Blind cane users.
About the blind man who took all his clothes off. The blind man at a nudist colony, what, how do you spot him? Come on, it's not hard. Anyway, reminds me now of a blind man we're going to catch up with. It's Rupert and Geeta on their special date.
The first time ever I saw
well, Geeta, I imagine you like shopping.
Yeah, I love it. Especially when you get the assistants to help you out.
Oh, yes. It's very handy when they take you round and explain the special offers and the terms and conditions of the loyalty cards.
And when they carry your shopping home for you.
Oh, yes. Does that mean you just live around the corner from the supermarket then?
No, 3 miles away.
Oh! Well, I always shop at the Co-op.
Why?
Because they have Braille labels on the products.
What, on everything?
No! Because it... But if it doesn't have Braille on it, I don't buy it. Come to think of it, I've had eggs for ages. I wonder if they've got omelette on the menu here.
Blimey, you do need help. Do you get disability living allowance?
Yes. The usual rate for a blind person, low rate mobility, middle rate care, do you?
I get higher rate both.
Oh, I don't need all that help with washing and dressing and day and night care, do you?
And I get income support, incapacity benefit, housing benefit, council tax benefit, war pension, widow's benefit, industrial injuries benefit, single person's benefit. And I'm working on getting child benefit.
Does that mean you've got a child?
No.
Oh!
She's a cheeky one, isn't she? Anyway, you know, talking about actors, you know, here are some more that we're going to meet now.
Me!
Blacking up is hard to do.
Hello!
Hello?
Are you here for the audition as well?
Yes. What's happened to the lights?
That's the way they want it.
I'm all blacked up.
Why are you going on about blacking up like that? These days, those parts go to people with the genuine ethnicity for the parts.
Well, my agent told me I'd have to black up for this part.
Seemed you've been wasting your time. It's pitch dark in the audition, too. It gives people a chance to prove themselves before they're judged on their appearance. It's a new idea.
It's not for radio, is it?
No.
Are you telling me the only one people who are really pig ugly?
What gives you that idea?
Well, anyone who wants to be judged without being seen must have something they want to hide, dear.
No, the idea is, if you're not judged on your appearance, it gives you a chance to get into character better. Then the audience won't notice who you are.
Well, I think we're the only ones here. Can you hear anyone else?
Anyone here?
Hello, girls. Robert, by the way.
What?
My name is Robert.
Oh, John.
Hi, John. Pleased to meet you. And what part are you auditioning for?
David Blunkett.
And are you blinding up for the part?
No. I've got a white cane and a black guide dog like Blunkett. I'm really blind.
Oh, I see.
And what part are you auditioning for?
A lead role in the Blunkett drama.
And are you blind?
No, I'm not. If you're going for the part of Blunkett and you're a blind man, you'll probably get the job. But why are you at this pitch dark audition?
So they don't see the colour of my skin. As white wood polish doesn't work that well. So you're blinding up for the Blunkett part then?
No, I'm going for Condoleezza Rice.
Well, I wonder who did get the job then and who played what. Sounds like a very mixed-up production to me. Especially if this next audition song is anything to go by. Next!
I ache for the touch of your lips, dear. But much more for the touch of your whips, dear. You can raise welts like there's nobody else as we dance to the masochism tango. Let our love be a flame, not an ember. Say it's me that you want to dismember. Blacken my eyes, set fire to my tie, as we dance to the masochism tango. At your command, before you here I stand, my heart is in my hand, it's here that I must be. My heart it treats, just hear those savage beats, and go put on your cleats, and come and trample me. Your heart is hard as stone or mahogany. That's why I'm in exquisite agony. My soul is on fire, it's aflame with desire, which is why I perspire when we tango. You caught my nose in your left castanet, love. I can feel the pain yet, love. Every time I hear drums, and I envy the rose that you held in your teeth, love, with the thorns underneath, love, sticking into your gums. Your eyes cast a spell that bewitches. The last time I needed 20 stitches to sew up the gash that you made with your lash as we danced to the masochism tango. Bash in my brain and make me scream with pain, then kick me once again and say where love about. I know too well I'm underneath your spell, so darling, if you smell something burning, it's my heart. Take your cigarette from its holder and burn your initials in my shoulder. Oh, fracture my spine and swear you'll be mine as we dance to the masochism.
Cello!
Olé!
I have no idea where that is ever gonna lead at all. But I think it's time for us to visit Rupert and Geeta. But before we do, can someone tell me what is the difference between love, true love, and showing off? No? What if I say spitting, swallowing, gargling?
Yeah. Look at me. I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree. Well, Geeta, have you been on any good holidays recently?
Yes, last year I went around Berlin. It was a real cheap break.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I used my rail pass, flagged free travel, got put in first class most of the time.
Oh, I'd never put myself at that risk. I always go to Action for Blind People Hotel, Windermere Manor. Twice a year, regular as clockwork.
I don't see
her. Madam, put that out at once. You know perfectly well there's been no smoking in any public place for the last 2 years.
Sorry, didn't see the sign.
Waiter! Why is it you can never get their attention when you can't catch their eye?
Why? What do they want?
I want to move. I think the agency got it totally wrong. Just because we're both blind, it doesn't mean we should have met up for a date.
Suits me.
Madam?
We're both blind, and he needs a waiter to find him somewhere more boring to sit. Be a lover, get one, will ya?
Honestly!
Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Love certainly was not blind in that case, was it? But listen, here's someone who knows just what to do when things don't quite work out well. Right,
are two teams. So, over this side, here, you'll be known as Berlin, okay? So let me hear, after three, I want to shout your team name. One, two, three.
Berlin.
Nice. And over here, you're going to be known as London. After three, let me hear you shout London. One, two, three.
London.
Hey, well done, okay. So we've actually been very honoured to have some celebrity film stars drop in. So you can't see them, but I tell you, I swear they're here. And they are going to give you some lines for some from some famous films. When you know the titles, just shout them out, okay? So let's see how we go. First line, please.
Toto, we're not in Kansas anymore.
Wizard of Oz.
Hey, let's continue. Let's see if this is the Wizard of Oz.
You're right. I am a coward. I haven't any courage at all.
Do we still think it's the Wizard of Oz?
I even scare myself.
Yeah, do we still think it is? Okay, one more line.
I'll get you, my pretty! And your little dog, too!
Hey, excellent. So, but I think it came up from over this side, first of all, from London, was I right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And can we have a confirmation from the cast? Was this the Wizard of Oz?
Somewhere over the rainbow.
Great, London, give yourself a big hand. Yeah, well done. Okay, film number two.
Oh, Brad, wasn't it all wonderful? Didn't Betty look radiantly beautiful? Just an hour ago, she was plain old Betty Monroe, and now she's Mrs. Ralph Hapshatz.
Let's see. Line number two.
The master will see you now.
Do we still think it's Rocky Horror?
Yeah.
Okay, and line number three.
How forceful you are, Brad. It's so dominant, such a perfect specimen of manhood. You must be awfully proud of him, Janet.
I think that came from Berlin, did it? Yes. I think, should we have a confirmation? Was this a Rocky Horror cast?
You take a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right. Let's do the time.
All right, you smooth son of a bitch. I'm gonna lay it on the line for you and your boss. Johnny Fontaine never gets that movie. I don't care how many Dago, Wop, Guinea, Greaseball, Goombas come out of the woodwork.
Any idea?
Scarface?
No. Next line.
A Sicilian message. Luca Brasi sleeps with the fishes.
Hey, London, good. Was it Godfather 1, 2, or 3? Come on for a bonus point. 1, 2, or 3? Let's have it from the cast. Was it the Godfather?
First. Sopranos.
London got that and the bonus point. Give yourself a big round of applause. Okay, that was just a little bit of fun. But, you know, if you're blind, you can't see a film. What do you do? Here's someone who's going to tell us.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for coming to this investors forum despite the very difficult economic times that we've been facing. But I do think I have something that will cheer you up. It's a little presentation on something I like to call the blind euro. Now, what this all revolves around is something called audio description, which our research shows, if added to your product, can increase that product's market by 30%. Now, for those of you who don't know, audio description is an access feature for visually impaired patrons of football matches, art galleries, museums, television, theater, and cinema. It is either a pre-recorded or a live commentary that is given on the visual appearance or the action taking place. And in the case of dramatic performance, it happens in the pauses between the dialogue. It is a discreet facility with the voice of the audio describer, usually a trained actor, heard only by the visually impaired recipients of the service. Now, for the purposes of today, I would like to direct our attention to audio description as it is used for the motion picture. I'm going to now give you an example of how this works, and in so doing, outline the huge impact that this service is having on the film industry as a whole. Kirsten?
Yeah?
Do you have that DVD lined up for us there?
Yep, got it.
Very good, right. Now, this is a scene from a very famous film, but of course, this time with audio description that was added on a separate soundtrack after the film was made. Thank you.
Gold, all over.
M stands in front of a window in his office through which can be seen Big Ben and the Houses of Parliament.
Yes.
M paces towards a bookcase.
She died of skin suffocation. It sometimes happens to cabaret dancers.
M paces back towards the window.
It's all right, so long as you leave a small bare patch at the base of the spine to allow the skin to breathe.
Somebody obviously didn't.
And I know who.
M walks up to him looking threatening.
Miss?
Yeah?
More stern, I'd say.
Stern, okay. M walks up to him looking stern.
This isn't a personal vendetta, 007. It's an assignment like any other. And if you can't treat it as such, coldly and objectively, then 008 can replace you.
M walks behind the desk.
You hardly distinguished yourself, did you? You were meant to observe Mr. Goldfinger, not borrow his girlfriend.
M looks furiously across the desk.
Excuse me?
Yeah, what? Well.
This isn't a furious look.
Why have you gone red then?
Have I? It's hot under these lights.
Oh, can't give that as a reason. I know. M's colour deepens. At a momentary fantasy about Miss Moneypenny, who he has secretly fancied for months.
No, you can't say that. It's not in the script.
Oh, well, let's face it. Her next door has always been a bit of a loose end in these plots.
I've never had any complaints from her about my loose end. Now, can we just go on with the film?
Stop! Excuse us for just a moment, ladies and gentlemen, while we pause the film. Kirsten?
Yeah?
Are you sure that's not a pirate DVD? There seems to be something wrong with the soundtrack.
No, it's the real thing.
Oh. Okay. If you're sure, then let's start it again.
Instead of that, Goldfinger goes off into Europe. And it's only by the grace of God and my intervention with the British Embassy in Washington that means that you're not in the custody of the Miami Beach Police.
Sir, I'm aware of my shortcomings, but I'm prepared to continue this assignment in the spirit you suggest if I know what it's about.
He looks at him from under his brow.
But that could mean I'm just being coy. This look is sharply pointed, like a laser, to hint at the one later on in the film that burns its way up between my splayed legs.
Well, that really doesn't come across.
The director thought it did, so just say it.
Oh, whatever. He looks at him with a laser pointedness that hints at the laser beam that will let...
Not that bit! You're not supposed to give the plot away! Oh, for God's sake!
What do you know about gold, not paid, but bullion?
He puts on his glasses and picks up a piece of paper from the desk.
I know it when I see it.
Bond raises one eyebrow.
That's Roger Moore, not me, you fool!
What? All the Moores, Brosnans, Daltons, Craigs and Connerys! Just roll into one blur of testosterone after you've described the sixth Bond movie!
You third-rate, out-of-work actor who can't even get a job on a soap, piggybacking on the success of stars like Mr. Lee and myself, droning on in the background for five blind Joes who'd probably rather be out drinking than listening to you inveigling your way into a blockbuster as if you were part of it. And daring to manipulate the artistic vision in your own short-sighted way!
Artistic vision? I'll give you
Dixie! It's been our job later on!
I don't mind bringing it on!
Be careful! He's licensed to kill! This one will kill you! This is the law! Anyone!
Any little sign of appreciation that you can show them. And now we come to our last number. It is something that is going to be brought to us by, I think, the auditionee that we saw earlier on do the masochism tango. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the psychotherapy sessions didn't seem to work on that guy. And he has seemed to have found himself a dark dungeon to further his nasty little habits.
Hit me, shut the door, ich liebe dich. Hit me with your rhythm stick. Hit me slowly, hit me quick. Hit me.
Oh, yeah!
impression? What good's a first impression? If you knew her like I do, it would change your point of view. If you could see her through my eyes, you wouldn't wonder at all. If you could see her through my eyes, I guarantee you would fall like I did when we're in public together. I'd give society more, but if they could see her through my eyes, maybe they'd leave us alone. Say you are my unique, your favorite. How can I speak of her virtues? I don't know where to begin. She's clever, she's smart, she needs music. She doesn't smoke or drink gin. Yet when we're walking together, they sneer if I'm holding her hand. But if they could see her through my eyes, maybe they'd all understand. A little understanding. Why can't the world leben und leben lassen? Live and let live. I understand your objection. I grant you the problem's not small. God, if you could see us through my eyes. Jewish at all.